Here's something a little bit different. Staffers in the Michigan legislature are working on unionizing with Teamsters Local 243. Here's the comment from Local 243 President Scott Quinneville. I get this from MichiganNewsSource.com, by the way. This has become the go-to for all the big stories. The Michigan legislative staff wants nothing less than what all workers deserve, a living wage, equal and fair treatment, and respect for the jobs they perform on behalf of elected officials and the citizens of Michigan. So said Quinneville. Teamsters Local 243 is 100% committed to doing everything within our power to welcome these employees into our union and negotiate a historic first contract that will help build a better and more secure future. All right, so legislative staffs, I mean, don't they work at the behest of the and the pleasure of the politician? I'm not sure how this works. When are you going to unionize the White House staff? You work at the pleasure of the president, not of the union. But hey, I smell complications here. We'll see how it works out. Quinneville said once the desired number of authorization cards is collected, Local 243 will petition the Michigan Employment Relations Commission for a union recognition vote. More updates as the campaign unfolds. It speaks for itself, says Amber McCann. She is a spokesperson for Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat. The effort in the House is an employee-led effort, and the speaker supports the ability of those employees to explore forming a union. I just think they're going to have trouble with this. I think they're going to. Jeremiah Ward, press secretary for Matt Hall, said the Supreme Court ruling that bars mandatory union dues for public employees. So then what? It's Democrat staff cannot forcibly cut our paychecks to bankroll a far-left union. Right? Public sector unions. You cannot be forced into a public sector union. Yeah. Cannot be forced in anyhow when we come back. Michael Wally will be here. New chair of the Republican National Committee. He'll talk about Donald Trump, the upcoming election, and everything we face as Americans today. I'll be right back.